to our podcast, All or Nothing, A Cross-Training Story. Today on the show, we are featuring my fellow classmate, Owen Cole.
So nice to be here. So what are we talking about today, Billy?
Let's get a little context before on this beforehand. Owen, I know you run sometimes. Have you ever had any injuries so far?
I've actually been really fortunate and haven't gotten badly injured, but yeah. But I think there's another force in play.
What is that force?
Glad you asked. You're on my swim team, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know swimming can build up an aerobic system. Well, that can be transferred to other sports. It is actually called cross-training and can help sports like running without having to do the extra mileage.
You say cross-training? It's actually our topic today.
That's cool. Well, how much do you know about cross-training?
I can confidently say I know a moderate amount.
You know, there's a lot more at play than most people know about.
Try me.
First of all, cross-training benefits some sports more than others. For example, you fancy yourself mainly a swimmer, right?
Yes.
Well, for example, you may not personally get as much out of swimming as a runner could get out of swimming.
Actually, in one of our sources, an article written by Ashley Loretta, a renowned sports journalist who pulls from scientific studies to support her claims, it explains how swimming is a good cross-training for running. Quote, runners looking to boost strength and lung capacity will find swimming is an excellent form of cross-training. Runners are constantly loading lower extreme joint and spine, and swimming offers the ability to maintain fitness level in a setting where joints are relatively unloaded, allowing joints to rest. Unquote. And runners benefiting from swimming, because this is an effective cardiovascular exercise that is not weight bearing. You can also become a more fit runner without actually running more miles. It works in strengthening different muscle groups that are not used in running. So there you have it, Owen.
Okay, I guess what I said isn't necessarily true. And what you said could be applied to other sports as well. The two parties could benefit equally aerobically from the other. Running is great for getting heart rate up, but you really can't run forever. But swimming is a lot more long-term and much less injury-prone.
I can get behind that. But just for quality purposes, I think we should focus on a sport for today's podcast.
So what do you want to choose?
I think we should focus on running. Running seems to get more benefits from cross-training due to its high impact.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I can see that you've done your research, but have you ever directly discussed it with an expert?
No, not that I know of.
I have once, and really benefited from it. I spoke to one of my dad's childhood friends who just so happens to be an ACC All-American, 412 miler, 230 marathoner, professional coach and host of his own podcast, The Most Pleasant Exhaustion, and his name is George Darden. He also has a degree that I think is a master in subjects related to cross-training, and also a big believer in cross-training himself.
That's a pretty impressive resume, Owen.
Yeah, I know, pretty crazy. Well, during our conversation, he shared some really key points. He was talking about some of the reasons he cross-trains. He said after he was getting out of college, he was trying to further pursue his running career, but he would always get his mileage up and would get injured. He says that now during his career, he does a lot of cycling and swimming. As opposed to running 90 miles a week, he might only do 50 or 60. However, if you think this hinders his performance, a couple weeks ago, he actually ran a 2:35 marathon. That's under 6 minutes a mile pace. Well, anyway, he was talking about how one of the main reasons he cross-trains is to help the body maintain homeostasis through keeping the aerobic system strong and most of all not get injured. Yeah, he actually said that. I'm as surprised as you. He says that it is really helpful to benefit aerobic strength. He said that one thing that really surprised me, he said that it is super important in running, especially to do a decent amount through childhood, like playing soccer, to build a strong neuromuscular connection so you don't basically forget how to run when becoming adult. He mentioned this concept as neuropruning, which Google defines as both axon and dendrite completely decaying and dying off. It is the process of synapse elimination that occurs between early childhood and the onset of puberty in many mammals, including humans. Pruning starts near the time of birth and continues to the mid-20s, end quote. So basically, if you don't do enough of it, you forget it, which is why it's important to run through childhood.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah, so basically, if you learn how to run early in life, you really don't forget as long as you're doing a moderate amount of running. The main thing I got was him saying was how important it is to keep aerobic strength high, just to help your running.
That's really cool, but I have something I want to add now.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, this conversation is based on the benefits of cross-training, but let's see if there are any downsides to it.
I'm sure there are some, but I can't really imagine any on the top of my head.
Actually, according to an article on trailrunning.com that conducted some experiments and looked at many others, it states that cross-training is most beneficial if originally running volume is maintained, but it starts getting sketchy if running volume is replaced. This next point kind of conflicts George's argument a bit. The article states that after following some athletes after they have replaced some of their running mileages with cross-training, it states that the running economy is damaged. But then again, off camera, he said that he has been running for about 30 years now, and he probably can get away with some other stuff that beginning runners couldn't.
Truthfully, I can agree. I feel I have to do some maintenance run throughout the week or my joints hurt. If I try to do some fast work later in my week, my joints end up hurting really bad. But I also think there is a truth in George's argument, as well as he has the degree and the race results to prove it.
Yeah, I completely agree. But according to the study in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, almost 90% of runners each year get an injury, and most of those injuries are attributed to heel striking having bad form of running.
Okay, so you're saying that if in some cases you shouldn't heavily rely on cross training just based on it could injure you even more if you come back to running due to your running economy being damaged.
Yep, that is correct, Owen.
Okay, that was kind of what I was thinking. Oh, just saw the time. It looks like that's all the time we have today, Billy. But I want to say one more thing, listeners. I hope you really enjoyed following us through this learning curve. Make sure to hit that subscribe button to be alerted if we're going to have a new episode.
And to add one last thing, if we do ever add this to a website, we'll be linking the podcast socials and our own socials in the description. If you have any questions or just want to see what we're up to, check it out.